You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
These are complaints from a travel agency's website from their unhappy customers.
I was walking down the street.
For example, they should not allow topless sunbathing on the beach there. It was very distracting for my husband, who just wanted to relax. Whip him out, honey. Whip him out.
Yeah. The husband hated it.
Yeah. Very distracting.
I've seen the topless sunbathing, and it was okay.
Been relaxing on the beach the whole time,
great.
And it's very difficult, honey.
Very relaxing, except for the one part.
I'm not leaving this beach till I'm fully relaxed. That's right.
On my holiday to India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant serves curry. I don't like spicy food.
What?
You're an idiot. Yeah. It's India. Like 900 kinds of curry. I've never been there, but I know that you can look it up.
You would expect that, yes.
Yeah,
I would think so. Yeah. We went on holiday to Spain and had a problem with the taxi drivers. You know what? They only speak Spanish.
What? The audacity!
Yes! How dare they speak their native language when you're in the cab?
Idiot.
We booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us that we had to bring our own swimsuits and towels. We thought that would be included in the price. Swimsuits?
I could maybe see towels.
Yeah,
maybe.
the rental swimsuit. It's a little crotchy on me.
They spray it out like a bowling shoe.
Like bowling shoes.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, Great Wolf Lodge, you get towels. They give you towels constantly.
I get that, yeah.
But they're not handing you somebody's swimsuit that they've had lying around.
The netting in here is getting a little, Hand me the scissors or just cut it right out.
Somebody cut that out, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a little clam wrappy, but I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I don't mean to complain, but there's skid marks in this swimsuit you handed.
You know what?
Spray it again.
The beach was too sandy. We had to clean everything when we got back to our room.
Man. That beach.
Too much sand. You went to a beach that had too much sand?
Chili goes, shut up.
We found the sand was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure shows the sand as white, but this sand was more yellow. We are unhappy. Wow. It is lazy of the local shopkeepers in Puerto Vallarta, which is the way they wrote it. It's not even close.
Right.
To close in the afternoon. I often needed to buy things during siesta time. This should be banned. It's a national thing. They get it. What, is it an hour in the middle of the day?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I like the blunt end. Yeah. This should be banned.
Should be banned.
Next.
No one told us there would be fish in the ocean. The children were scared.
If you need
Oh, my God.
Can we get you a slice of ocean that is fishless? Is that even a...
They brought the kids into it, too. Yeah. The children were scared.
Yeah, they were frightened.
I believe there is a slice. It's off of Curry Free India.
Yeah, it is.
Only during siesta time.
Yes. Yeah, where the plastic straws, all that you know, island of... God bless. Although the brochure said there was a fully equipped kitchen, there was no egg slicer in the drawers.
What's an egg slicer? I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
Oh, it's wires. You put a hard-boiled egg on it.
Oh, that's what that's
shut.
For? I had no clue. I had no clue.
Cuts it into slices.
You know, everyone uses those every day, all of the time.
Yeah. All the time.
I don't have one.
I
have a really nice kitchen.
I've got to have a fork, a knife, and one of those things, or I can't live.
I could live with it if I had it. Maybe I'll get one.
I had three, and I didn't even know what they did. You know.
There you go.
They're that important.
Well,
I've never sliced
we're
going to
talk about that pinkies out a little bit later in the show. What's the goal? Childhood goal. I want to live in a house that has an egg slicer. That is going to be my talent.
Unironically, that's an egg slicer.
Yeah, really. Let's see here. I think it should be explained in the brochure that the local convenience store does not sell proper cookies. You know, like custard creams or ginger nuts.
Oh, they must be from the UK.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they wrote biscuits, yeah.
Yeah.
The roads were uneven and bumpy. We could not read the local guidebook during the bus ride to the resort. Because of this, we were unaware of many things that would have made our holiday more fun.
Like?
I don't know.
Did you? They don't either.
Once you got to the resort, you can read the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly right.
You, but not
you
on
lost
the way.
10 minutes or,
well they
half
were terrified.
An hour from the airport. Yeah,
they were terrified because that resort was near an ocean that had fish.
Wow.
And topless women.
And yellow sand.
Yellow sand.
It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England. It took the Americans only 3 hours. What? This seems unfair. Oh, my God. You know, we make fun of the Brits over, like, dentistry and stuff like that. We ought to get after them for math.
Yeah, right.
What's going on here?
No kidding.
Isn't Jamaica conversion like a hop, skip, and a jump from Florida?
Yeah. By comparison,
and I would think it's a little further away than
England?
Yeah. Well,
they need to move it closer, Rod.
And then finally this. I compared the size of our one-bedroom suite to our friend's three-bedroom suite, and ours was significantly smaller. Hey, house hunters, what are you doing? Wow. Wow. Those are fantastic.